what really happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show for hour number two. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. We're talking about the economic news. And here is an article from Club Orlov Blogspot that really cuts to the chase here. How to make America great again with other people's money. And it's pointing out a very stark reality that is facing the Trump administration. The government is broke. It's hovering on the edge of bankruptcy. It's hopelessly in debt. How are you going to fund the necessary changes to get America going again? We're talking about $2 to $3 trillion necessary immediately to get our infrastructure back up to standards, repair the roads, repair the rails, get the utilities back online, providing safe drinking water across America. There's got to be capital investment to rebuild factories, although a lot of companies are already looking at this border tax idea, and they're starting to come back and build factories here in the United States. And we have to get people back to work. If the United States was still the wealthy nation that it was prior to Reagan's presidency, it would be easy to make our nation great again. But we're broke. And yes, the Federal Reserve can just create much more money out of thin air, but that just kicks that can down the road yet again, because every time the Federal Reserve puts out any more money, it's a loan at interest, and it just makes the problem worse. Trump may find himself forced into the draconian step of nationalizing the Federal Reserve and declaring a jubilee and simply say, we're going to just zero out all this accumulated debt because it's all imaginary. All this money that everybody's being told they owe to the bank is make-believe. It never existed. Let's say you go down to the bank and you say, I want to borrow a dollar. And they say, okay, here's a dollar. And then you come back a little while later and you walk into the bank and say, here's your dollar. And the banker says, well, where's the 10 cents interest? And you say, it doesn't exist. The only way I can get 10 cents to pay you back is I got to borrow more money and pay you a dime out of that for the interest. And then when I pay this back, there'll be more interest. That's the trap. Up at the top of my website, whatreallyhappened.com, in the little sub-menu, second line right in the middle, there's a link. The What Really Happened banker articles all in one chunk. And if you really want to understand what's going on, whether it's the 11th marble, all wars or bankers' wars, how this whole Ponzi scheme got going and why it's so out of control, those are the articles we've written on that subject. And you need to understand what's going on. Forget about what you've been told by school and media about how banking operates, like the unemployment numbers. What you've been told is not in the same time zone with reality. So, another article came out from Natural News concurring. The global debt collapse is going to begin this year. And goes on to say it'll be followed by the rise of fascist totalitarian government. Well, they're already trying to establish fascist totalitarian government, and they're running into trouble. So while I agree the economy is headed for collapse from private central bank created artificial debt, and when it does happen, the corporate media will scapegoat Donald Trump for it. Oh, we had a wonderful economy at the end of 2016. This is all Donald Trump's. They did the same thing to Herbert Hoover. They dumped the blame for the Depression of the 1930s on Herbert Hoover. But Herbert Hoover did not create the Depression. It was created for him. I disagree with Natural News in that I don't think the attempt to form a global fascist dictatorship to protect the wealth and privilege of the elites is going to succeed. and I go back as a model to ancient Rome, which was also destroyed by out-of-control debt. And that empire fragmented and collapsed, heralding the so-called Dark Ages, which were only dark because the rich couldn't plunder the poor as efficiently. Lior Gantz is out there warning that a derivatives war represents a threat to the entire global economy. And here is a classic case of how this economic mess has been created for Donald Trump, because the derivatives damage has already been done. And it was allowed to happen because the government refused to regulate the derivatives market. And derivatives can make you insanely rich when the economy is improving, and when the economy turns, derivatives can ruin you. That's what happened to AIG back in 2008. We're going to do a shout-out now to our on-air affiliates who are rejoining our network. We're talking about the economy. We're talking about the threat of the derivatives exposure. And it is a very, very real threat. And the reason derivatives became such a problem, again, no regulation. Derivatives are supposed to be about loss mitigation, risk management. But it's actually a wonderful game for those who are on that adrenaline thrill of gambling in that giant open-air casino called Wall Street. And the way, we'll take just one derivative. And by the name, it basically means a financial transaction that draws its value from another financial transaction. Short selling is a form of derivative. The most commonly abused derivative, though, is the credit default swap. And the way it is supposed to work is, if I'm going to invest $10 million in a project, I buy a credit default swap for a small amount of money so that if the investment fails, I can get at least part of my original investment capital back from the credit default swap. That's how it's supposed to work. It's like buying fire insurance for your home. But there's a couple of differences. I can buy fire insurance on my home. I cannot buy fire insurance on my neighbor's home. Common sense says that would be ample motive to sneak over there in the middle of the night with a can of kerosene and some matches. But in derivatives, you can buy credit default swaps against other people's investments. And you can buy them over and over and over again. Another major difference. Regular regulated insurance companies, car insurance, health insurance, home insurance, fire insurance, all of those, are required by law to keep cash reserves on hand to pay an expected number of claims. The companies that were selling derivatives did not have that requirement. In the heyday of 2008 and the mortgage-backed security run-up, everyone was saying, we don't need to keep any money on hand. These things are never going to get cashed in. Everybody's making money. And then all of a sudden the market turned, and they were all hammered by these credit default swaps. And the problem has not gone away. Nobody really knows what the global exposure to derivatives is right now, except that it exceeds the value of the entire planet at this point. That's how out of control it is. So the rush is going to be on to stick ordinary people with the losses so the rich can keep their ill-gotten gains. Speaking of which, apparently, I mean, after years, this all began back in 2011. When MF Global collapsed into bankruptcy and it lost more than $1 billion in their customers' money. And so regulators have reached a settlement with John Corzine, who was in charge of MF Global when it lost all that money. And the settlement is basically $5 million. He lost $1 billion, has to pay $5 million. This from the Commodity Futures Trading Commission. And nobody went to jail. And that is a big part of the problem with all this out-of-control fraud in the financial sector. Very few countries have the gonadal tissue, as it were, to prosecute criminal bankers. They're almost revered. Because banking isn't really a science. It's a religion. It's an arbitrary set of rules made up by the bankers that you are taught to believe in. that makes you their economic slave. That's what it is. Have you ever noticed how much bank buildings look like churches? And it's all facade and front. And I learned that when I was back working on Lost. We did a shoot at one of the big banks in downtown Honolulu. And when you're in the area where the customers are, it's beautiful. It's gorgeous. It's just, you know, you just walk in there and say, ah, obviously we can trust this place. Look how much money they've got. Being on the production crew, we got to go behind where the tellers are. And it was a very different story. The wood was all rotted. The veneer was peeling. Holes in the carpets. It's all facade and show. It's a religion. It's not science. So, let's get a little bit more local. Sears, we were talking about Sears yesterday. They're basically going to be closing a whole bunch of their Kmart and Sears stores, amounting to 10% of their current floor space. Now Sears is being forced to sell off their Craftsman tool division for $900 million. That's been one of their steady moneymakers all along. And they are good tools. And they're having to sell that off for $900 million. Remember, Macy's got burned when they severed ties with Donald Trump when those since-debunked allegations of impropriety with some of the people on his reality show came on out. Oh, we're severing ties with him. We can't have somebody like this representing us. And Macy's sales plummeted. People didn't go there anymore. And they're imploding right now. Macy's is planning to close 63 stores, losing 10,000 jobs. I'll bet you that this coming November, the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade is going to be one kid with a bear-shaped helium balloon and a kazoo. Nationwide is getting ready to cut 138 jobs in the Cleveland area, and they actually issued a statement saying that they anticipate many of the affected workers will quickly find new jobs. Sure they will. Apparently an ex-employee over at Snapchat is accusing the company of faking their growth numbers, on which is based its valuation. Now, I mentioned before how breaking news is shutting down. They're linked to another NBC company, Median. Their CEO has announced major layoffs. They're closing a couple of their facilities and basically saying the system is broken. And on that, he is not correct. The system isn't broken. Corporate media is not broken. It committed suicide. It self-destructed by forgetting that the responsibility that comes with freedom of speech is that you report the truth. That's what they forgot. Journalism used to be about keeping people informed. And yes, there's always a little hanky-panky and propaganda going on. But certainly since the Bush administration, corporate media in this country has been nonstop at creating a matrix we all live in, where we think what we're seeing on these flat screens, hearing over the radio, reading in the newspaper, represents the real world. And it isn't. It absolutely isn't. And now we've all taken the red pill, and we're awake. We see the wires sticking into us, and how this system exists just to turn us into a supply of labor, wealth, new soldiers, new laborers. We're treated like farm animals. When government and corporate media lie to us the way they do, it demonstrates they have no respect at all for ordinary Americans as human beings. You don't lie to people you have respect for. You lie to somebody that you presume is inferior and is there to be lied to. And that's not the only indication of this attitude problem. Look at the way they describe Americans today. Flyover country, flyover people, the deplorables. Now, there's been this story over in Sweden. Elderly woman in her 80s. Actually, I'm sorry about the age here. Anyway, here's the point. Over the years, this woman had just been setting aside little bits of cash, putting it in the cookie jar, and over the years had accumulated about the equivalent of $12,000 in cash. Now, Sweden's bank just revamped their currency, and everybody was ordered to basically bring their old currency in and trade it for the new bills. So Ethel went on down to the bank to exchange the outdated notes, and the bank refused to give her the new notes because she couldn't prove that she earned that $12,000. I mean, she started saving this stuff back in the 60s, where paper receipts for cash just didn't exist. And she went to court. The court sided with the banks that unless you can prove you legitimately own that cash, the bank can keep the cash. And the stress apparently contributed to her demise. Meanwhile, here in the U.S., federal government agencies are basically rushing to fill job openings in anticipation of Trump's hiring freeze. Going to load up all the little bureaucracies here. We're going to get all the congressmen's nepets, get them into jobs now before Trump can let them go. So they're really rocking and rolling, filling up gratuitous positions that don't really accomplish much of anything. Anybody who's been to business management will tell you that the management workforce of any entity, any company, corporation, what have you, should never exceed 10% of the actual workforce. Japanese business, that's the standard. Management is kept small because it is overhead that doesn't actually generate saleable product. Here in the United States of America, we have a huge proportion of people who are involved in the process of government. We have more people in government than we have working in manufacturing. Reminds me of a story I heard years ago about how an American and Japanese company were having a rowing race, and each boat had 10 people, and the Japanese team was one coxswain and 9 rowers, and the American boat had a coxswain, a vice coxswain, a quality control manager, standards person, assistant to this, and 1 rower. And then they couldn't figure out why the Japanese kept winning year after year after year. Now, as we all know, Carrie Fisher passed away, heart attack on an airplane, tragically followed by her mother, Debbie Reynolds, just the day after. A little bit of a wrinkle coming out of it. Apparently, the Disney company stands to make $50 million in life insurance benefits on Carrie Fisher. And we know a lot of corporations will take out life insurance policies on their employees, especially key critical employees. In this case, Carrie Fisher had actually signed a deal to reprise the Princess Leia role in another ongoing series of Star Wars franchise movies. And so Disney took the life insurance policy out on her. But they're going to make $50 million, and it's not like they're not going to be able to find somebody who looks like an older version of Princess Leia. Or even do it with computer graphics. You've been seeing it on commercials now. They can replicate historical figures and celebrities now with tremendous, tremendous accuracy. It's a little scary, and it's another reason why you shouldn't believe anything that you see on television. Now, over in Europe, the refugee crisis is really getting into trouble. It isn't just the refugees who are coming across the border illegally. It isn't just the refugees who are raping German women. It isn't just the fact that refugees can't find jobs, and most of them are now on social welfare programs. But apparently more and more of the refugees are suing the German court for permission to bring their families to the EU. We're going to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
FYI, folks, in a world of GMO, genetically modified organisms, that is, chemicals, processed foods, and a healthcare system that's unraveling like a cheap suit, it's time to prepare. God created herbs, and herbs help man. Our body can heal itself, just sometimes we need assistance. You need some help? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Our mild detox is quite powerful with its unique blend of 8 different herbs. And if you're looking for more, our non-GMO supplements will help you with different needs you might have. Health should be a top priority. Take care of your health naturally. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Give your body a treat. Let the herbs do their thing naturally. Read all the testimonies on the website. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Sickness and viruses are like intruders, and herbs are like warriors. Let the tea work for you. That's GetTheTea.com.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of 7 herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. We're talking about immigration. We're talking about Merkel. It is rather arrogant of her to have declared her intention to run for another term in office. Her poll numbers are in the Al-Qaeda at this point. Her approval ratings are currently at a 5-year low, and I guess maybe Merkel is going to call up Hillary Clinton and ask if she can borrow the vote riggers and crooked machines and everything like that that Hillary was trying to use to become president. Now, up in the town of Rutland, Vermont, the citizens there are upset at their mayor's decision to allow 100 Syrian refugees to settle in that town. And the mayor, Christopher Louris, defending his decision, is saying the town's demographics are declining and they're having trouble recruiting younger workers. And he thinks the refugees will bring cultural diversity, which has happened in Europe with very devastating consequences. Now, you can attract younger workers if you have decent wages and salaries. And I wouldn't worry about that anyway, because I think 2017, we're going to start seeing younger people start to lose this illusion that being in a big city is a cool thing. And of course, maybe that's my own background. I'm a farm kid myself, and I'm much more comfortable in that environment than I am in cities. All right, we're going to go ahead and take a phone call. Nick in Southern California, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, Mike. How are you?
Biodegradable.
I joined the club. So you mentioned Princess Leia and the life insurance policy for Carrie Fisher. Now, I want to say the actor's name is Peter Cushing, played Admiral Tarkin and Governor Tarkin in the most recent. You know, that was all CGI. I think he's passed away.
Yes, he has.
I had to tell my girlfriend that was CGI. She had no idea.
Don't spoil the illusion for her. My curse, having worked in that industry for so long, is I can't actually watch a movie without saying, "Oh, you know, there was a tearing mat line. Oh, bad roto," and the rest of it. It's been kind of amazing to see the technology grow from what it was when I first got involved with vector graphics back at Robert Able to what they're able to do today. And it is rather amazing. And there apparently is a growing concern among the professional acting community that the unions now have to demand limits on the use of CGI-created characters in films because they're losing out. And I think, you know, it's still cheaper to have a real-life human being acting in front of the camera, but for certain things like impossible stunts or people who are actually dead or who are non-human characters like dragons and so forth, it's obviously a good place for it to be used. But I remember some years ago when I was teaching at UH Manoa, and somebody brought up that issue in class saying, are we ever going to see movies where all the actors are CGI? And there have been a few, including one I worked on called Final Fantasy, which was an interesting exercise in 3D animation, but from a practical point of view of filmmaking, it is still much less trouble and much less expense to hire actors and actresses to just do what they do in front of the camera, as long as they're not egomaniacs who are just going to make your life miserable.
Matter of time, and hopefully, it's not too soon. I prefer the real thing.
Well, I prefer the real thing, too. And the reason for that is as realistic as they can make the bodies and the skin texture and everything, the technology in terms of replicating the little subtle movements that actually make somebody seem like they're alive, they still haven't quite got that. For Tarkin, that was okay because he had a stone face to begin with. For real serious, obviously in Avatar, they did a fabulous, fabulous job. It's still my all-time favorite movie. But they were doing that with facial Waldos, where it all began with a real live actor. Motion tracking on the face, motion tracking on the bodies.
You know, I'm not a professional, but I feel like I have an eye for it. And I will say that Governor Tarkin, they did a great job. He did have some pretty good grimacing sneers. And for those of us who do have an eye for it, it kind of makes you appreciate it all that much more.
Well, I'll take a look at it. I generally wait until movies are on cable TV before I see them. And so I'll obviously catch that when it comes on out. Got to let you go. Got to do more commercials. Back with another phone call after these few words.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Hi, folks. In a world of GMO, genetically modified organisms, that is, chemicals, processed foods, and a healthcare system that's unraveling like a cheap suit, it's time to prepare. God created herbs, and herbs help man. Our body can heal itself, just sometimes we need assistance. You need some help? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Our mild detox is quite powerful with its unique blend of 8 different herbs. And if you're looking for more, our non-GMO supplements will help you with different needs you might have. Health should be a top priority. Take care of your health naturally. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Give your body a treat. Let the herbs do their thing naturally. Read all the testimonies on the website, GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Sickness and viruses are like intruders, and herbs are like warriors. Let the tea work for you. That's GetTheTea.com.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Join Mike on the air. Call toll-free 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And we're going to take a phone call from Dustin in New Jersey. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, hi, Mike. Yeah, and the thing that happened in Chicago with the 14s, they... Yeah, you know, I like how they blame Trump, but yet it's the media, Hillary Clinton, George Soros, and people like Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer that are creating this the division in this country. And not only them, but in the world with Angela Merkel, and they're dividing people on purpose, I think.
Of course they are. That's how they maintain the control. It's divide and conquer. They did the same thing back in the 1960s during the height of COINTELPRO, where they were fanning up racial tension to get the whites and the blacks angry with each other so they could not unite in opposition to the war in Vietnam. And it was all part of that COINTELPRO scandal. And now that they're running up to war with Russia, they don't want us uniting in opposition to any more wars. And so they're playing those same games again.
That's what I was going to talk about next with the Russians, it's so obvious that the more propaganda they use, the more it's unbelievable. You know, like they're pushing it past to where it's so fake now that nobody's believing it. You know, only the diehard small percentage of people believe it because they just have no critical thinking skills. But it is dangerous because, you know, you have our so-called leaders, well, not my leaders, but, you know, John McCain's and all them that know it's a lie, but they're pushing it because they want to keep their own agendas. But it's very dangerous.
It is very, very dangerous. I mean, they're literally courting war with Russia, and they're not thinking long-term. They're basically thinking about, you know, if we can get a war going, well, then the American people will forget about all the crimes and corruptions, and, you know, we can just go back to doing what we're doing. And the American people will salute the flag and fling their babies into war, and all will be well.
Hey, Mike, on that terrorist attack in Turkey at the nightclub, I don't know if you heard reports. This was like a couple days ago about them detaining people from Kyrgyzstan. Now, I don't know if you remember Boston Bomber was allowed, the one of the brothers was allowed to go to Dagestan. I know Russia knocked out a cell a couple, like about a month ago, but yeah, that's where cells are located where they would go to use them as a weapon. So it wouldn't be that hard for them to get them from Kyrgyzstan also because they're cells.
Well, I'm sure that the various government intelligence agencies maintain, you know, basically pre-positioned assets that they can turn on whenever they need to. And they're constantly courting individuals who could be turned and converted. And then when they need a crisis actor who's willing to shoot something up, they just go on out and say, it's time for you to do what you're doing. And just cause a ruckus that way.
And that's all I needed to say, Mike. Thanks a lot.
All right, thanks a lot, Dustin. We're going to switch over to Mo in Florida. Aloha, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Oh, Michael, that Dustin, man, he's my brother from another mother. Every time I'm going to say something, he says exactly what I think. I love that guy.
Well,
man.
You know, basically shows that we're all basically on the same page here with what's going on.
Yeah. Yeah, it's kind of like that, you know, that electron you spin, and I don't care how far you go away. There's no distance or time, but it knows, you know, the universe type thing. It's
I think you're trying to blur quantum mechanics with real life, and that's always very, very tenuous.
I think it's a Zeitgeist thing. There is an awakening, but my
question.
I was going to bring up. Yeah, and you're right on the top of it. But this thing in Chicago with these black gangsters, if you go online, everything is kill these, you know, N-word, and, you know, they're just trying to start a race war because I don't think the Russia thing's playing. I'm not saying, you know, they didn't do this or they shouldn't have done it, but an autistic white kid, and they tortured him and beat him. I mean, how much can you poke white people with guns more than this? You know what I'm saying? It's so obvious.
Well, I'm not sure that they're trying to kick up a race war in the country right now. I really think this was, unfortunately, an after effect of an entire year of race baiting and racial tension building and Black Lives Matter and Baltimore riots and everything, which were trying to create a racial divide to be exploited by Hillary's campaign.
Yeah, I understand that. I mean, that's part of it. That's the canopy. But if you go and look at, you know, web bots or what's online, it's hate for blacks. Whites hate for blacks. Let's kill them. Lock and load, boys. I mean, that's all you hear. It's scary.
It is very scary, and I certainly hope they're not going to try and start a race war in this country, because that would give Obama his excuse to declare a national emergency, martial law, and all kinds of nasty things. And, you know, at this point, the people in Washington, D.C., and for that matter, the corporate media, they're absolutely going out of their minds that everything that they have known and known how to do for the last half century, just will not work any longer, and they're trying to figure out what the heck they're going to do about it.
Well, Mike, if I didn't have you, I mean, it's like you're a touchstone for truth, and I appreciate it. I'll let you go and take some other callers. Thank you, brother.
All right. Well, thank you an awful lot. We're going to let you go here and get on back here to the news. Okay. Now, we're talking about immigration. We're talking about Merkel's problems. We're talking about this town in Vermont that absolutely does not want any more Syrian refugees to be brought in, no matter what their mayor says. And obviously the mayor is a liberal because he's talking about diversity would be good for us. Hasn't worked in Europe. Now, the Trump transition team has requested copies of every executive order from the Obama administration on the subject of immigration. And the indications are he's going to declare them null and void, which is, of course, one of his campaign promises, was he was going to put an end to all this nonsense about open borders. Now, Trump is getting a dig in at Barack Obama regarding Guantanamo as Obama prepares to release 19 more Guantanamo detainees. Now, this is another area where I disagree with Donald Trump because, again, too much of his worldview is based on what he's been watching on TV news. We know that a lot of the people who are in Guantanamo shouldn't be there. They were shopped out for the reward money. They were shopped out to get rid of them as competition for business or love interests. We know that the tribunal has already cleared something like one-third of them, saying they're innocent. They haven't done anything, and still they're being held there because apparently things have been done to them, leaving permanent scars that will be an embarrassment to the United States when the corporate media around the world starts to look at that. But I think Trump needs to pull back and realize that not everybody who's in a CIA torture center deserves to be there. Some of those people are there just because they had a similar name. I mean, look how they pick out drone targets. Oh, that one's too tall. Get him. It's just incredibly sloppy. As we value the America that we wish to make great again, we owe those people the same legal protections that any ordinary American citizen would have. A right to a trial by jury, a presentation of evidence, the right to mount a defense, and to have it all done in public. And we've seen time and time again the abuses of the current system in which innocent people were sent there. Innocent people were tortured to death by the United States government to find weapons of mass destruction which never existed. For all you Kafka fans out there, you'll get a thrill from that one. If we're going to make America great, part of that process is going to be the U.S. government has to start owning up and accepting responsibility for many of the things that they have done. And it's time to make things right, to make amends, to let these people go, give them enough money to have a nice, comfortable life that was taken away from them. But as long as we have people like John McCain and Lindsey Graham who are out there saying, war is good, let's torture the people, it doesn't really matter. In fact, I want copies of the videotape so I can watch them at night. There are people in our government who are very deserving of a trip to The Hague and the International Criminal Court. And we cannot allow them to escape simply because it sets a bad precedent for future generations of Americans. Oh, I'm the president now. I can torture people. I can murder people with drones in countries we're not even at war at. Wow, this is going to be fun. Now, the other day I was mentioning how we the people are the highest authority in this country, according to the Constitution. It says right up at the top, we the people. With that comes the fact that ultimately we are responsible for the behavior of this government. And we fail that responsibility. We fail that duty if we don't stand up and hold them to account for what they've done. If we don't stand up and condemn their actions. And it's not anti-American to say bad things about the U.S. government any more than it's anti-Semitic to criticize the actions of Israel's government. Bad actions are bad actions. Violations of the Constitution are violations of the Constitution. There's nothing personal here. So, now then, let's get on to some other subjects here as we come up to the end of the hour. Human-caused global warming. They're talking about a mammoth snow leading to an epic season at the Sierra Resort. And, of course, they're talking about Mammoth Mountain. And the videos were just amazing how intense the snow is. And all these ski resorts are getting happy. Business is booming. People are hitting the slopes early this year. Except, of course, for those resorts in Montana that had to close yesterday because it was simply too cold to ski. With a minus 40 degree wind chill. And still the carbon Nazis are out there saying, oh yes, the world is still warming. It's cold where you are. We understand it's cold where you are. That's a regional variation. That's the new buzzword. Everywhere that you point to and say, it's cold, it's setting cold weather records. Well, that's a regional variation. But trust us, we're the government, and we're telling you the world is broiling, and it's your fault. And you can atone by giving us more of your money and obedience. Now, interestingly enough, last week I was talking about this volcano up in the Aleutian Islands, Bogoslav, which is back on red status right now. It erupts, then quiets, then erupts again. And I was expressing concern over this lava that was hitting the ocean and forming what is called a lava bench or shelf. And concern that if it were to break off in a big chunk, that it could lead to a possible tsunami. And surprise, 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 we had it happen here in Hawaii. Down on the big island where the lava from Kilauea's eruption is going into the ocean, and it has built these very giant lava shelves extending out over the ocean, and there's nothing underneath to support them. And 22 acres of one of these shelves collapsed into the ocean on New Year's Eve. The resulting waves were four stories high. Fortunately, it was such a small area that the waves dispersed and didn't cause any problems. And there was a little incident there that I need to mention, because I've talked about coming to Hawaii before and visiting here and everything. Apparently, the park rangers had roped off that whole shelf area. It's down by Kanapali. And if you watch a lot of shows about Hawaii's volcanoes, you've probably seen Kanapali, even if you don't recognize the name. It's the town on the eastern end of the lava flow that has been partly eaten by the volcano. And at one point, they literally moved part of the town, then the volcano caught up, and there are sections of road where the lava has gone across and hardened. And it's just impossible to remove it. Congealed lava, the type of lava we have here in Hawaii, has the consistency of poured concrete. If you could tame it, it would make a great building material. And so it's no surprise that the U.S. government likes to tunnel into these volcanic mountains for their secret underground bases and so forth. But I digress. Apparently, five visitors stepped across the rope barricade to get a better look at the lava bench that was collapsing into the ocean. It was collapsing in sections. Didn't go down all at once, but just in sections. And the park rangers chased them out. Just 15 minutes later, the place where they had been standing on the wrong side of the ropes fell into the ocean. And I'm mentioning this because every time we talk about Hawaii and coming on out, yes, it is a national park. But it is still an active volcano, and those ropes are not for decoration. Frankly, considering how dumb some tourists can be, I'm amazed that we lose as few of them as we do, and that, of course, is a testament to the quality of the park rangers down there at Volcanoes National Park. And if you come here to Hawaii, I strongly recommend you see it. You're never going to get that close to an active volcano ever again in your life. But remember, it is an active volcano, and be safe. It's not just a walk in the park. You got to have proper shoes, plenty of water, and you obey those signs. And if you see a park ranger running, you try and catch up because they know more than you do. Apparently, a pro-life individual who was outside a Planned Parenthood office handing out information on alternatives to abortion was arrested for domestic terrorism, apparently advocating for adoption. Is now considered an act of domestic terrorism when it cuts into the profits of Planned Parenthood. Which tells you, again, we're all basically considered livestock by the government, by the elites, by the liberalologists. They don't see any difference between an unborn child and a piece of chicken. Put it on that white plastic tray, wrap it in plastic, sell it. So we're going to take a break for commercials here, and we'll be back with a phone call.
Difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened?
What really Dan. Aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. Here we're going to take a phone call. Mike in Brazil, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. I was going to ask you, what do you make of this thing in Seattle? This councilwoman apparently is organizing a massive disruption on Inauguration Day, and she actually has a Facebook, the movement has a Facebook page, and she's actually using public funds to engage in this political activity, which is prohibited. And I was wondering, why isn't she charged with misappropriation of public funds and sedition, inciting to violence? I mean, these people get away with a lot of stuff, and I want to know why. Why is this possible?
Because, basically that government is liberal, and they're going to look the other way, if people are breaking the rules. That seems to be an attitude that is common to the liberalologists anyway. We're serving a higher purpose, therefore it's okay for us to break the laws and behave immorally, unethically, and illegally. But frankly, I don't know what they're hoping to gain with all of this showboating for the inauguration, because frankly, I think the American people as a whole, and certainly people around the world, are getting pretty sick and tired of the whining and crying from the liberals, the childish behavior that is fully on display. And I the liberals understand, the Democrats understand, they don't really have anybody up and coming who's going to be a significant player for the presidency for quite a while. They've damaged their credibility, and the more they whine and cry and throw tantrums, the worse damage they're inflicting on their public image. We could literally see the Democratic Party collapse from all of this nonsense, leaving us a one-party nation like the former Soviet Union, and I would like to avoid that. I'm not happy with the two-party system, but it's better than the one-party system. I'd like to go back to as many parties as we've got going system, which is how the nation started.
Yeah, me too. And another thing, I thought that Washington State was a pretty much conservative area. I never realized that it's basically a liberal state.
Well, once you get outside the cities, it's very conservative, but inside the cities are where you have all the government, and it tends to be liberal there.
Yeah, also, I want to make a mention here. There was a caller the other day, a couple of days ago, and he mentioned me, like Mike from Brazil. And he wanted, I believe he wanted to know what happened to Dilma Rousseff here in Brazil. Okay, in case he's listening, Rousseff actually was the victim of a soft coup engineered by the United States government through none other than the vice president today, which is Michael Temer. And the guy was an informant for the CIA. He was a CIA asset, basically. And he was working hand-in-hand with the CIA office in the United States Embassy. And he's been doing this for at least two decades. And
okay,
how he ended up to be the...
Okay, Mike, I'm going to have to put you on hold for the station identification. Do not hang up. I'm coming right back to you after these few words.
Husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and, of course, you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.